Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Gary Davis, back on the show. Gary is a chief consumer security evangelist over at McAfee. You know who McAfee is. I've talked about them for a long time over the years, one of the top cybersecurity companies offering excellent products to help you protect yourself and you and your data. Gary is, that's what he does in his work and as the evangelist for the company. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of protecting ourselves. Gary Davis, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, Gary, just to give you a little bit of a view of the landscape here, I've been doing this show for almost 21 years, and so we've covered the landscape over the years, all the different back when we just need to remind people to have a security program on their computer, and we introduced the concept of firewalls, and we've talked about mobile security. We talked about all that. We talked about every kind of malware and worms and being held hostage by the bad guys and all that sort of thing, from big companies to little companies. So where do you think the landscape is right now for small businesses? Do you think small businesses are generally protected against the typical scenario that could harm them?
You know, not really. What we found through our research is the mindset of the small business is they're going to go after the big guys, right? So I'm probably going to be okay, and I don't have quite as concerned about cybersecurity as you know, the bigger players in my space. And we found that absolutely not the case at all. The bad guys don't care. You know, they don't care if you're a small company, medium right. company, large company. They're going to try their techniques, and if they manage to get in, they're going to try to be as disruptive as they can. And in some cases, you mentioned this thing called ransomware earlier, where they hold you hostage. You know, I remember a small surfing company in California lost all their data to ransomware. You know, so they think wow. that it's not going to happen to them, and then it does. And then, you know, they lose years and years and years of their business in one attack.
Well, I have talked about this on the show. You know, I've reminded people that the bad guys are coming down market, and one of the reasons why I think people believe that they're safe because they're small is because they don't understand how the bad guys go about their business. I mean, yeah, if they're trying to breach Sony or the U.S. government, they've got a team of dedicated people who are sitting there pushing the buttons, you know, manually. But when it comes to little guys, They just got a computer sitting there with some bots that are just running wild a million pings a second till something works. I mean, they go to bed at night and come back and harvest the results, don't they? There's no sweat off their brow going after small businesses.
Exactly. You know, there was a time when proximity mattered when you committed a crime. You had to go to the bank to hold
right.
it up.
Right.
You know, you're right. They can kind of sit behind in the comfort of the homes, behind difficult to prosecute borders, launch an attack. You're right. Just it's all automated now. They use scripts to automate the whole process. And if they get in, they get in, and they cause harm. If they don't get in, they just go to the next person.
And if they bump into your computer, and there's a little bit too much trouble, they've got to hit it 2 million times instead of 1 million times. They'll move on to a place that's easier. I mean, and that whole thing takes about what, 8 seconds, maybe 5 seconds.
It doesn't take long at all. They can launch a number of different attacks. Everything from a denial of service attack to, you know, something intended to infect a device to extract information. There's a whole
yeah.
plethora of different things they can try. Typically, the cyber criminal has a certain thing they're trying to do, and it really depends on that attack mindset that they'll be doing against your particular
right.
Company's computer.
Well, they remind me of what we used to talk about when I was in sales for corporate America many years ago. We talked about hunting elephants and hunting rabbits. that, you know, that, that while we're hunting elephants, which is, you know, maybe one a year, we also got to hunt rabbits to feed our family every month. You know, we had to, they had to have the small sales and the big sales. That's kind of where the big guys are, aren't they? I mean, they go after the big guys, but in the meantime, they only do one, they only get one Sony every other year, maybe. So they've got to go after the rabbits too. And that's us, isn't it?
It is. And if you look at the scale of small business compared to large corporations, it's dramatically, the volume is just, you know, 10, 20X, right? So you're right. They're going to sit there and just work, and they're going to find your weakness.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Gary to help us do a better job of getting ourselves protected. There's new stuff that we need to learn too, not just remember to do the old stuff, but pay attention to the new stuff too. And he's got the goods. Gary has. He's with McAfee. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.